Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It is the Bumper Podcast. Finally! That was a weird noise that my mouth made. Did you hear that? It was like I was a frog or something. Is that how frogs talk? Do frogs talk? I'm not even sure. I don't even know anymore. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to digress. This train is on the tracks today. We're staying focused. We're going forward, and that's how we're going. I apologize that I was sick again. Again, you got sick, Bumper Car? Yes. Why did you get sick again? I have funny lungs, is what I the doctor has told me. And what does that mean? That means I guess I was born with something called asthma, which isn't a pleasant thing to have. And as I've gotten older, every time I get sick, if I get sniffly, like I'm sniffly right now, which is great to me because I just got over being sick. But if I'm sniffly, then what happens is there are striations, scratches, if you will, in my little lungs, in my bronchia, which is a part of my lungs or something. And so the icky yucky stuff then gets stuck on the lungs, and then it turns into bronchitis almost immediately. And then you go to the doctor because you've had 102, 103 temperature for like 5 days, which is not what you're supposed to. You're supposed to go like the first day, is what I've been told now by my wife. And you go to the doctor, and he goes, "Oh, well, look at this. It's progressed to," and I said, "Bronchitis." And he goes, "No, bronchial pneumonia. Pneumonia? Oh, come on. I just had bronchitis in October. Now we've ramped it up. The bronchial pneumonia." But that was last week. We've moved on. We got our medicine. We just finished the antibiotics today. So I'm as healthy as a horse. A horse who has sniffles, which is probably going to turn into bronchitis, which will at some point turn into pneumonia. And then I'll be right back where I was again. I don't want to get sick all the time. See? Those are my lungs. One fun thing is I carry around an inhaler now. So if you do want to pick me for kickball, just know that I do have to carry this inhaler with me around my neck at all times. If I'm to run at all, I'm going to collapse in a heap of wheezing and gasping. So that's fun for me. It's good. The downside being, of course, that my wife is tracking all this. She's like, "Oh, I'm trying to figure out when you get sick." Oh, wait, you get sick after you do at least 2 days to 3 days of shows. And that's because you've run your body down to the point, because you don't sleep, because you get home at 1 or 2, and then you get up with the kids at 5 or 6, and then you get sick. And so I'm thinking you should not go out and do shows late at night. And I'm like, come on, huh? That's not even an option. That's not even a possibility. If I don't do shows, then I go crazy. I'm a very fine machine, people. I require things. It is necessary for me to go and talk to random people in bars and clubs and tell them the same some jokes. That's something that evidently has to happen. I also require sleep every so often. I do. And I also require getting sick. Wait, no, this isn't making any sense. I require getting sick? No, I don't require that. I don't know. I don't want to get sick. That's it. That's the base. Touch base. Tag. Go. I'm looking around everywhere, and I'm here in the basement of headquarters. Lot of spider webs. Okay? Lot of spider webs. I don't know what that means. Spring is coming. Spiders. Spiders come in spring? I don't know. I'm not a fan of it, though. I can't be down here recording stuff. I was just recording a VO, a voiceover, for a corporate video. It sounded like this. "If you want to buy chocolate bars, then you're going to want to buy our chocolate bars, because our chocolate bars are the best." It wasn't like that at all. It was more like this. "Hey, everybody, you like chocolate, I like chocolate, let's eat some chocolate." It was more like that. I'm thrilled that the weather's getting warmer. It's not warm today. I'm going to the courthouse today. I got some business to take care of. I got some paperwork to figure out. It's always fun. I'm getting better. I'm getting healthier. What does that mean? That means more stuff, right? It means more pig. It means more doohickeys, more doodads, more junk, a lot more junk. And I can't wait for it because nothing's better than more junk. So, with that said, ladies and jumper cars, all the stuff, all the things, all the styles, I love you to pieces. I love you for miles. I'll see you soon. What?